Welcome back to Durango Digs again on AM 1240 KDGO and 98.3 FM. Jack Llewellyn with the Chamber of Commerce here with Tony Vaccari from the Durango La Plata County Airport. All right, who's the most famous person?
Great question. So the majority of our, I guess you call famous residents or users, all fly through our fixed-based operator, which is the private terminal at the airport. They're not necessarily flying commercial. And the unfortunate thing is that our fixed-based operator, or maybe depending on your perspective, maybe it's fortunate, are very tight-lipped about the folks that are coming down through their operation. That being said, I would just say that perhaps if you think about a more famous TV talk show host of semi-recent retirement within the last 5 years or so, you might be onto the right wavelength.
Ah, okay. Well, you know, good to know. I have a cousin. She's up in Aspen, and she has a rental a VRBO type business. And she, you know, Tim McGraw, Faith Hill. She works with all the celebs up there, and it's kind of fun to hear her talk about some of the people and whether they're nice or not. So I won't pry you anymore on the talk show host, but I am curious, traffic counts. We haven't touched base on that. And are we seeing numbers up, down, even, kind of, you know, pre-pandemic comparisons? What are you seeing?
Yeah, so good question. So we go back in time a little bit. Prior to the pandemic, 2019 was a record-breaking year for us in terms of overall traffic. We'd actually seen a little bit of a plateau in traffic between about 2015 and 2017. Things had basically flatlined. We saw a slight tick up in 18, another few percentage points in 2019, and that was our all-time high for overall traffic on an annualized basis. Then in 2020, obviously the COVID-19 pandemic struck. Our overall traffic in 2020 was down 49%, so almost half. It was a dramatic input or change rather to our traffic base. And then thereafter in 2021, we saw what absolutely shocked us in terms of the huge and unprecedented recovery of traffic. We subsequently broke our one-year record in 2021 by several percentage points, and that was despite a first quarter in 2021 that was still heavily subdued. And so what we really saw is the summer in particular of 2021 was just a huge resurgent demand for travel nationwide, but particularly in mountain environments and in Durango. And so we set an all-time record in 2021. In 2022, it was an interesting year. We actually saw a slight decrease in traffic. We were down about 8% from 2021. And so it was really kind of a reset for us where things settled back into a bit of a normalized period. We saw a reduction in our inbound visitation numbers, that as more markets started to open up post-pandemic, travel spread out again and wasn't so concentrated at mountains and beaches where it really congregated during the pandemic. And so we saw a bit of a normalization in that front. And then also that 2022 number was skewed by a couple of percentage points because of our 10-day runway closure to repave the runway we talked about. Here in 2023, we're actually off to a pretty strong start. Our January and February were very strong numbers. We're up almost 18% over the same months last year in 2022. Oh. So 2023 is shaping up to probably be pretty close to a record year for us, likely, you know, give or take even with our 2019 numbers is my guess, maybe down a little bit from 2021. So we're in a healthy place where we're still seeing strong traffic and good utilization, but not necessarily that rabid growth that we saw during the pandemic that was frankly just difficult to control and hard for our community. We saw a lot of those pressure points and we saw at the airport too. So I think we're in a pretty good place of seeing strong numbers and good utilization, but not overwhelming traffic.
One, I think too, you know, adding obviously the larger aircraft we're gonna see an increase. So again, now review with me and the listeners, the airlines and the destinations you fly to and the frequency.
Yeah, sure. So we have American and United Airlines flying daily out of Durango. American serves Dallas and Phoenix on a daily basis, and United flies to Denver 5 to 6 times per day currently. So we have that robust air service to 3 major hubs that you can connect to pretty much anywhere in the world out of those 3 destinations on that front.
And then also arrival time, which I think people think they can get there, you know, 15 minutes before their departure time. And no, that's not the case.
Yeah, don't do that. Now, we recommend 90 minutes before your scheduled departure. It's important to remember that that scheduled departure is actually the door closing on your airplane. That is not, you know, if it's supposed to leave at 2 p.m., that's not be at the gate at 2 p.m. or be at the airport at 2 p.m. That means the door is closing and they're pushing back. So they have to have already completed the boarding process, have to have gotten through TSA, printed boarding passes. So we tell everyone to plan on 90 minutes. I think everyone knows that in many cases, you don't need all 90 minutes at Durango, but there are times when you might, and you don't want to be stuck in a pickle at that point. So 90 minutes before your scheduled departure.
And I think it's also important, you know, part of that is because the airlines, I mean, I'm assuming that they're experiencing, you know, workforce issues like other, you know, organizations and businesses. And so the person that's checking you through and checking your bags then has to go out and load the plane and do some, you know, it's multitasking at its finest. And that's part of the reason to get there early.
Absolutely. Yeah. They call them cross-utilized agents. And you're totally correct. The airlines, as well as the airport, are not immune to some of the staffing challenges that we've seen in the region and in the country over the last couple of years. And so they are stretched thin at times. And you're right. It is the same face who's at the ticket counter, who's then at the gate, who's then out on the ramp. They are often doing all the jobs effectively. It can be a smaller number working your flight than what you realize effectively, and they need enough time to process things and get you all out on time, because everyone wants to be able to get out on time so you can make those connections and continue on your way. So make sure you're looking out for both yourself and your fellow travelers by arriving early and making sure everything runs nice and smooth so no one's travel is disrupted.
Yep. Well, we're about out of time, so give us the website again.
Yeah, jump over to flydurango.com and should be able to answer all your questions about the airport, airlines, airfare club, any of those details that are on there.
And I'm going to go online and apply for that internship. Sounds fun.
All right. We'd be happy to have you all summer long. You have 40 hours a week to give us?
Sure. Why not? As long as I don't have to lift anything. No, but all seriousness, thank you, Tony, for everything you do and operations out of the airport. We appreciate you.
Thanks, Jack, for having me.
You bet. We got to send it back to the studios. You've been listening to Durango Digs on AM 1240, KDGO, and 98.3 FM. Have a great day.